CITR Scenic Drive every Friday morning, 10 a.m. till noon. CITR.
When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girls. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no, I pressed the wrong button again.
So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. I'll be your host for today. The time is 15 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. Thank you very much for tuning in this week. You just heard 3 Inches of Blood off of their album Advance and Vanquish. That song was called... Deadly Sinners. Yep. Man, I was really on a roll there for a second. I just dropped the ball. It's great. It's great, guys. I hope you guys are having a wonderful week so far. I went to the Queer Show yesterday at the Red Room, and they played with 3 other bands. They played with the Isotopes, the Hot Toddies, the Mansfields, and then it was the Queers. And it was a great show. It was probably just as nuts as the last Queer Show that I saw, which I believe was also at the Red Room, but it was a good time. They played a lot of old stuff. I didn't hear a lot of new stuff, which was interesting. And the Isotopes, a local band, also played, but they only played like 4 songs, which was too bad because they, I don't know, in my opinion, they really got the crowd going and people were really stoked on them, but they were only there for like 10 minutes or less. I don't even know. But, hopefully they play another show again soon so that I and you, fair listener, can have another opportunity to catch them live. The other 2 bands, the Hot Toddies and the Mansfields, I was not too impressed with. They were okay for the first little bit, but I'd rather watch other bands, I'm not going to lie. And so that was a good time if you got to make it out to that show. Good for you. If you didn't, there are lots of other really good shows coming up pretty soon, like tomorrow, the 12th, at the Rickshaw Theater, which is close to the Astoria, which is this new and upcoming venue, I suppose, because they're booking a lot of shows there now. You can check out the Transmitters, the Jolts, and Street Legal Dirt Bike, and 1 other band, and I don't remember what they're called, but I will announce that show later on and probably play those bands for you as well. And also, if you perhaps will find yourself on Vancouver Island today, maybe you're on your way over there right now. Apparently the Bad Amps are playing a show in Victoria tonight at Sugar. Apparently no word of a Vancouver date yet, which is strange because you think that they live here, they would play a show here. The Bad Amps, of course, are a local pop-punk band that I like them because they remind me of the Ramones, but they broke up a couple of years ago. They're around for a while, and they put out an album or two, and then I think a couple singles, and then broke up, and it was sad. And they had an amazing final show at the Mount Pleasant Community Center with Fun 100. This was like a while ago, but I have a very sharp recollection of that event. My memory, not so sharp all the time, but there are a few things that I remember quite well, that being one of them. So hopefully the Bad Amps play a show in Vancouver pretty soon as well. I'll be playing some Bad Amps for you later on, but right now I want to get to some King Kong and Barbecue Show because they are coming to Vancouver. They're playing June 29th at the Biltmore Cabaret, and that show is actually part of the Vancouver Jazz Festival, interesting enough. And that show will probably also be pretty crazy, might even sell out, so if you haven't bought your ticket yet, perhaps you should do so soon, maybe today. Maybe I should be telling myself that. And so I'm going to play some King Kong Barbecue Show for you right now. If you want to give me a call here in the studio, you can do so at 604-822-2487. That's 822-CITR. Place a request. Tell me about a show that you went to that was awesome. I like chit-chatting, so give me a call. And you can also check out my playlist online. I do post them on the internet. I don't remember if I forgot to do so last week or not, but I'll check up on that at weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. And as always, you can download podcasts for my show and for other marvelous CITR shows through our website, which is citr.ca. So without further ado, here's some King Kong and Barbecue Show on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Thank you. Cheers.
Get ready to travel, Vancouver. Join with thousands as the North by Northeast Music and Film Festival and Conference rocks Toronto from June 17th to June 21st.
5 days, 50 venues, and 500 plus bands, including Black Lips, Matt and Kim, Jason Collette, Health, The Burning Brides, and many more.
Countries, dozens of genres, plus 30 of the year's best music-related films.
Wristbands are already on sale. Check www.nxne.com for tickets and festival details.
Since you listen to CITR, everyone knows you've got excellent taste in music. You've probably got a great record collection, too. But think of all the money you've spent on music over the years. You're probably just waiting until your next paycheck to get new albums you want to hear, aren't you?
Well, it's time you start getting the discounts you deserve. With the Friends of CITR card, get up to 15% off of Beat Street, Vinyl, Scratch, Red Cat, and Audio Pile Records, as well as 16 other great local businesses. Friends cards are only $15 or free with the CITR station membership. Become a friend of CITR. Go to www.citr.ca and click Friends of for more details.
Fuck it!
some other guy, oh yeah. But we get fancy scratch cards in 20 years, then we have bars. Never know, so stuck in thought. He is not just what they got, no blood to kill.
We'll be right back. all the verses rhyme, the very best of choruses too. Follow all that doubt and sadness, and all that better things are on the way. Here's hoping all the days ahead won't be as bitter as the ones behind you. An optimist instead, somehow happiness will find you. Forget what happened yesterday, I know that better things are on the way. It's really good to see you rocking out and having fun, living like you've just begun. Accept your life and what it brings. I hope tomorrow you'll find better things. I know tomorrow. Skies and hoping something better comes tomorrow. Hoping all the verses rhyme, the very best of choruses too. Follow all that doubt and sadness and know that better things are on the way. It's really good to see you rocking out and having fun, living like you've just begun. Accept your life and what it brings. I hope tomorrow. Tomorrow you'll find better things. I know tomorrow you'll find better things.
and I'm shouting at a song for you. I shouldn't wake you over the furnace, but I should put a song when you love your rainbow. So dream a good one tonight. I listen to the bad ones when they come. Get up in my ear till I hear every word, every turn, every song. I will tighten my ears with. And no one could tell even if I fell 100 stories straight.
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. Hi, Cam.
Hey, Marielle.
How's it going?
Excellent.
Cam's here. Cam was also at the queer show yesterday and also had an equally good time.
It was total right.
Oh, okay, I thought you were trying to use both mics. I was like, you don't need two. Surround sound. Yeah, it was pretty crazy. I thought Cam was pretty drunk.
Well, they thought I was really drunk, but I was just having fun. You know, that's what you do at shows like that.
Yeah, I guess so.
She wasn't drunk enough to come into the pit.
No. Well, at some point, I probably was, but by the time the queers came on, I was not.
Always a mistake.
I know. I can't time it properly. I'm not very good at these things. I obviously need to take a hint from you, Cam. I wanted to talk about shows that are coming up in the near future. Andrew WK, which you should go to.
I'm so stoked for that show.
Because you missed him last time.
Last time I tried to go to Andrew WK, I asked someone where
terrible.
The concert was, and they told me, I said AWK, and they thought I was talking about the awkward stage.
Who were also playing, like, the night before.
Yeah, so
or
then, like, I just totally went to the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah.
And we, like, were super stoked for AWK, for Andrew WK.
Yeah.
But then he wasn't playing, and we were so bummed that we, like, ran down Main Street, like, rioting and breaking stuff. Like, almost in tears. But now, revenge.
But now.
Have waited months.
Oh, all right. He's playing with the Evaporators. That's happening. When is that happening, Cam? Do you know? It's happening June 23rd at the Biltmore. I'll remind you so that you don't miss it this time. I felt super bad, but it was kind of funny.
Yeah, it was.
Because I'd smuggled some beverages back from the States for him. For the show, and yeah, he
really
went all out.
Mental beverages that you can only drink when you're going to Andrew WK.
Sparks! And, doesn't matter, let's just not get into that. What else is going on? Then a couple days later, King Kong and Barbecue Show are also playing. They're playing June 29th at the Biltmore as well, and that'll be interesting. That'll be another crazy show. You should show up to that one.
Up to every show.
Okay. All right. That's part of the Jazz Festival as well. Interesting enough. Then Toxic Holocaust is also going to Vancouver. That's happening June 18th at Pub 340. Then the next night, Isis, June 19th at the Commodore Ballroom, which I may have tickets to give away to next week. Wait, what's the date next week? Yeah, it should be enough time. I think so. Maybe I'll give them away next week. Maybe somebody else will give them away before I get to. Fake Shark Real Zombies playing June 22nd at the Media Club. And then beginning of July, SNFU, of course, is playing at the Cobalt. That's happening July 4th. Ooh, I also went to the Cobalt last Saturday for that tendonitis show, which you should have been at, Cam.
Yeah,
it was totally your scene.
I know.
It was definitely, what were you? You were at like a barbecue or something?
Yeah, you know, you come back from Europe, you gotta hang out with your friends, you gotta go to the barbecue.
You gotta go to the Cobalt.
But I heard the Dentor played, and I'm bummed that I missed that, because I love Dentor.
Yeah, I probably saw it.
You probably did. Yeah. Ooh, also at the Cobalt tonight is an excellent doom band called Funeral Circle. If you're into occult doom, you should definitely go to that. Yeah, I'm good.
I might be into occult doom.
You should come.
Maybe I should. Maybe I will.
Excellent.
Maybe not. Black Lips and Deer Hunter are playing a show July 23rd at the Commodore Ballroom. Heaven and Hell are coming to Vancouver. Are you a Heaven and Hell fan?
Yeah, totally.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
For the tickets, but I'll try to jump the fence.
Yeah, oh, interesting. Okay. You can jump a fence because it's inside a building.
Well, yeah. I don't know.
Details. Doesn't matter. They're playing with Coheed and Cambria August 2nd. What is that? I can't read that. 7th? I think that's a 7. At here at UBC at Thunderbird Arena, which is not Thunderbird Stadium, but a building close to Thunderbird Stadium. And now you know. A show that is happening at Thunderbird Stadium, though, is Vans Warped Tour that's returning this summer, August 14th, featuring NoFX, Bad Religion, The Bouncing Souls, who I played for you a while ago. I guess I should tell you the songs that I played. Maybe I'll do that later. Do that soon enough. Gaslight Anthem are playing with Murder by Death and the Loved Ones. This is happening September 24th at the Commodore. And way in the future, the Horrors are coming back to Vancouver. They're playing October 7th at Venue, which is the Plaza Club on Granville and Smythe. But they shut it down and then renovated it. And it's reopening as a venue called Venue.
When's it opening, do you know?
I don't know.
I don't know.
But I tried to do a Google search for it and try searching the words Venue Vancouver. Like,
oh, shit.
No, it's like looking for... I know, it's so terrible.
Idea.
Like, I couldn't find it. I knew there was a website, but I couldn't remember what it was called. And I tried Googling it, and I couldn't find it. Like, I just gave up after a while.
I bet they were so stoked when I thought of that name, too.
Yeah, they're like, oh, the best idea ever. And it's like looking for the Hotel Seattle. Like, what? What were you thinking? Like, was that really the best name you could come up with? Come on. That's all I have to say. I'm done. But I'm gonna tell people what I played because that is what I should do.
You should.
On my show. Oh, actually, and probably the most important show that you should check out tomorrow is The Transmitters. They're playing with Let's Dance, The Jolts, and Street Legal Dirt Bike. That's happening at the Rickshaw, which is right by the Astoria. Right near... Well, it kind of just like opened up as a venue.
Yeah,
I think it was always kind of there. It's like a heritage place. Now it's a venue. I don't know, but
I've heard that it's really good.
Yeah, I heard it was pretty awesome. There's like a hardcore show there last night or something like that. And yeah, that Main and Hastings area is just gonna be the place to be.
Totally bumping. Check out the Transmitters.
Yeah. No, seriously, do it. That's tomorrow night. I might go to that. Definitely. Wow, that was ambiguous. Anyways, I'm going to play some Transmitters for you in a second because they have released a best of album, or greatest hits, if you will. That's what I like to call it, the Transmitters Greatest Hits, but it's technically called the Busy Singles album put out on Deranged. I just played Alkaline Trio off of their album Good Morning. That song's called We've Had Enough. Part of that was the Bouncing Souls off of their Gold record album. That song was a cover of the Kinks' Better Things. Before that was a local band, Darkest of the Hillside Thickets, off of The Shadow Out of Tim. That song was called Sleestak and Yeti. And for those of you who are not in the know, Sleestak are those lizard men from Land of the Lost, which is being remade, or it has been remade, and it's coming out soon if it's not out already. But yeah, they've remade Land of the Lost with Will Ferrell. And I saw a trailer for it, and I don't know how I feel about it.
Lizard Man, I have no idea what you're talking about. This sounds like something I should see.
I will Google image search it just for you when I'm done talking, Cam. And before that, another local band, the Bad Amps, off of their Two-Face 7-inch, which was their last release before they broke up. That song is called Milkshake Murder, and they're playing tonight in Victoria at Sugar, but not in Vancouver anytime soon. What? I'm confused. And then before that, Cancer Bats off of Birthing the Giant. That song was called Firecrack This. And it started off that set with Fucked Up off of Hidden World. That song was called Carried Out to Sea. There you go. There we go. Done and done. I'm going to play some Transmitters for you off of their Greatest Hits album.
Yeah.
This is a cover of White Heat's Nervous Breakdown on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
We'll be right back.
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This has been We All Fall Down. Thank you very much to everyone that has tuned in and listened today. That was Black Ships off of their album Omens. That song was called No Eulogy. If you wanted to check out my playlist online, you can do so at We All Fall Down, CITR.blogspot.com. Coming up next, we have Robin with the Inkstead Show, the show all about comic books, right?
Yay!
Yeah! Another awesome nerdy things like that. I wish you would do a show about, like, role-playing games or something sometime.
I look like a geek.
Wait, yeah? Yeah? Wait, what? Is that a trick question? Yes. Yes, you do.
I never got into role-playing games.
Oh, that's much too bad.
Maybe for you.
I guess so. I'm pretty into them.
They just never did anything.
If any of you play role-playing games, I want to say right now that you should try a game called Dogs in the Vineyard, because it's amazing and you'd love it. But my show is not about geeking out, so I won't talk about it right now. yeah, it is. and then later on at 3:30, Mary Ev is coming in to do the French Connection, so stay tuned to CITR all day and every day if you know what's good for you. So I'm going to leave you off now with some Bad Religion with a song called Atheist Peace. They're playing the Warped Tour this summer. Check it out. Have a great week, guys. I'll be back next Thursday. Thumbs up.